When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the really cool stuff about animals that I post. I'm just sure that we have the absolute best collection of animal pictures and videos and stories and so forth that you can find on the internet. And well, maybe not the best, but yeah, I do the best I can, and boy, do I post a lot of great stuff. And the new stuff goes up there, recalls on, you know, pet food and animal treats, and that sort of stuff goes up there as well. And it is like 95% positive, but every once in a while is a story that's got to go up that is not positive, but I don't think there were any of those this week. Anyway, it is a beautiful, sunny Sunday morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest, and I think that summer is finally arriving this week, but we'll check that out for sure with Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And am I right that summer is happening this week?
it's definitely going to happen this week.
Yeah.
It's our turn.
Yeah.
You know, we had our first peak of summer back in April and May.
Right.
So now it's,
and then it went away.
It really went away. But, you know, for all the cloudy weather we've had, we didn't really have that much rain. So we're still...
well, maybe not in your neighborhood, but in my neighborhood we did.
Well, if you cum it from year to year, we're still a little below average.
Really? Yep. I thought we had set a record in rain already this year.
We did earlier.
Oh.
But
oh.
It's been so dry the last couple of months that now we've sunk back below average again.
Huh. Wasn't that interesting? Because nobody told my neighborhood.
Well,
of course, I'm out in the forest and, you know, not around the city, but we've had plenty of rain on and off. In fact, so much that my grass is still growing like crazy, and I'm still having to mow once a week. I could mow more than once a week.
You're the exception, because I think if you look around, particularly in the city, everybody's grass is dead and has been
really?
For a while. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, because what? I'm like 45 minutes northeast of Seattle. Out in the Monroe area.
Yeah.
And
but when you're in the foothills, the cloud density has a tendency to pack a little bit, so you will get more moisture.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering how you were doing with your lawn and so forth.
Oh, it's been gone for months.
Really? Yours has been gone? Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe not for months. June,
for
I think. End of June, I think
really?
It was gone.
Yeah. Really? Because Well, I could share with you some of my grass growing.
I don't need it now. Dead grass is just fine with me.
I mean,
I don't have to mow it.
I mowed in less than a week's time the last time, and I'm less than a week since I've mowed, and I need to mow again. So I'm like looking forward to like summer.
My guess is you have good dirt.
Yeah, because I got.
Because grass gets really healthy if you've got good soil to work with.
Well,
just the opposite.
But I'm also see in the forest, so the trees, so I have a lot of shade, and sun doesn't make it to the ground on all areas of my property. So on one half, at Robbie's half of the yard, that's the dog yard, I do get quite a bit of sun, and so I get good grass in that yard, and that's the one that I really have to keep a lot. The other side of the yard is mostly shaded, And it's kind of turned over the years that I've been there. It's turned from grass to moss. And so I don't use the chemicals and the, you know, kill stuff and all of that. And I don't know why people don't like moss, because you don't have to mow moss it's evergreen, and you don't have to mow it as much as the grass. So I'm like half and half these days. But where I do have grass, it be growing like crazy. And I even have to say, where there's moss, the moss is growing like crazy. So fortunately, it doesn't look as out of control as the grass does. But
no complaining. We're going to have some nice weather.
No. So I'm excited, because we're expected to hit 80 today or so, aren't we?
Yeah, lower 80s. You'll probably hit 80 in your neighborhood.
Okay.
And then towards the end of the week, we could hit the mid to upper 80s.
Yeah, which is too hot for me.
Yeah, it really is. It's not humid. And again, there's no complaining, because if you compare us to the rest of the country, it's like we're looking pretty good, because it's awful everywhere
else.
Well,
I was going to say that. I posted on my personal Facebook page last night a map of the United States, and it's like everywhere in the country is on a massive heat alert.
Right.
Warning.
What's
all
the heat
of that.
And
it's
the humidity?
It's red all over the country except for one place.
Yeah.
And that's like us here in the Pacific Northwest. How grateful are we to live here? And it's going to get beyond 80 degrees, and then it's too hot for me. But criminy, I guess we should be just grateful that we aren't roasty toasting like everybody else in the country. But it's pretty serious with the heat waves that's going on.
And when you factor in the humidity, it's just unbearable.
I've
spent a lot of time back east, and I can remember a couple of episodes where, probably the worst was I was in New Orleans once for a conference, and it was in the summer. I can't remember if it was June or July, but it doesn't matter. It was almost 100 degrees temperature and humidity. It was just stifling. I mean, you take a shower in the morning and you never dry off. And if you had to leave your air-conditioned environment, be it a hotel or a restaurant or a car or whatever, if you had to go outside just for 30 seconds, it was just, you just started sweating.
Yeah, I remember stories that my parents would tell me as a kid. And my mom and dad, when they were first married, they lived in St. Louis. And I remember dad telling the story of, he'd get up in the morning and shower, get dressed to go to work, come out of the air-conditioned, apartment. And by the time he got down to the street, to the bus stop, he'd be soaking wet.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said it was just miserable.
Totally. I don't know how you do that if you're in so-called business attire. Not that any of us wear business attire anymore, but back in the old days when we had to. I don't know how you do that. I really don't. Well, and I don't know, how did people survive before air conditioning? Maybe they didn't. Maybe that's one of the reasons we live longer.
Maybe that's why we're overpopulated now, huh?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, and we, as a family, took one long trip across the country and up and down the East Coast, and it was during the summer. And I can remember, I think it was the summer before ninth grade that we did this. And so I was a teenager, but I can remember just being miserable back there, like in Washington, D.C., and so forth. It was just, it was so hot and so humid. It was like,
it's miserable.
You can't function. So I've always been a happy camper here in the Pacific Northwest and have had no desire to move anywhere else, and I'm not changing that anytime soon. But we're looking at, with that kind of hot weather, folks, it means that you do need to be paying attention more than you have been this week about hot sun and cars and animals, especially your dog friends, or even little kids, and leaving anybody in the car on a 70-degree day, even with the windows partially open. It only takes 10 minutes for the interior temperature of the car to heat up enough to start cooking your animal friends or your kids. So make sure that you're paying close attention and you keep them well hydrated and leave them at home on sunny days. All right, well, let's see. We have extra company in the studio this morning, and that would be because I think coming up here, Mike, we have a first in 4 years on the air together, because I think the 1st of November will be 4 years that you've been doing Animal World, been our production engineer.
Something like that.
Yeah, and the best one we've ever had, of course. But you've never been absent from a show.
That is true.
However,
I'm like the mail through, was that sleet.
Rain or sleet, yeah, or snow or hail or
any of that stuff.
Potholes or anything, you're here. But that's changing. You're taking it. You're actually going to take a Sunday off coming up here. Is,
yeah,
right?
I'm going to be out of town for a couple of weeks. So Harmony is going to step in and do a capable job, as she always does.
Yeah, so Harmony's here. Say hi, Harmony.
Hello.
Hey. And looking forward to working with you. It'll be 2 weeks from today.
So yeah.
You're hanging out here. This is technically called, for any of you radio folks, this is technically called shadowing.
Yes.
Right?
That is the official term.
Because you're kind of hanging on Mike's shoulder here.
I am.
And getting the lowdown for everything. And so you'll be in on August 7th.
Yes.
When we do that show. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love animals, and I'm excited to hear what the kind of wisdom you have. And yeah.
Well, interesting. On that particular Sunday, I'm really looking forward to the show, but we actually, every once in a while, we deviate from the norm,
mm-hmm,
on Animal World, and we educate the human animal.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we're going to be doing on August 7th. I'm really excited because Murali Venkatrayo, who is the head of the Ananda yoga teaching, teacher training program here in our area. And he actually is from India and is just an incredibly neat guy. But he also is one of the most knowledgeable and inspirational speakers I've ever heard. And I went to a presentation he did a few months ago. I was at the Ananda's new yoga hall the grand opening. And I've never done hatha yoga, the physical yoga,
mm-hmm,
even though I'm a yogi and do that spiritual stuff, but I haven't done the physical. I was so impressed with his presentation.
Wow.
and all he had to say that I'm ready to start. So we're gonna learn all about, you know, India and the history of yoga and all about Ananda yoga, you know,
cool,
kind of yoga 101 for all of us. And he's so knowledgeable and really fascinating.
Cool,
and
yeah.
Just a really neat guy. So that's what we'll be doing.
Well, I'm excited about that. I know about Ananda. I've heard a lot about them. Yeah. So
All right.
I'm ready for that. That sounds
cool.
Like great. I'm
cool.
Going to show up and we're going to have fun.
Yeah. And so I have to share that Harmony has the coolest purple hair I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you, Martha.
That's really, my friend Krista would be so jealous.
Oh.
In fact, I think I probably have to take a picture of your purple hair.
Okay.
So I can send it to my friend and say, hey,
you
think you have purple highlights.
Oh, man.
You should see this.
Thank you. I love it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but I like it.
My friend gets purple highlights, the same purple that you have,
oh,
I think. But, you know, just wispy here and there. And you're like, a whole thing is like,
I'm committed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I like it.
Thank you so much.
All right. So we'll look forward to working together in a couple of weeks.
Yes, very much.
All right. And then in the Across the Glass in the Moodlit studio, our whole team is here. Associate producer and lead call screener Kathy Southwick is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good to be here.
Good to have you back. We missed you last week. Hope you had a good Sunday off.
I did. It was a needed rest.
All right.
But it's fun that we've got a full, two studios full. Hardly an empty chair.
Well, lacking any guests that are going to actually talk on the air. But next to you is our other call screener, and that would be Trina is here. Good morning, Trina.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you this morning?
I'm great. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, nice to have both of you here in the studio, and they're, of course, who you guys will talk to if you call in today. And hopefully there's a lot of you out there that have behavior training or healing questions on your mind or topics about animals that you want to chat about, because that's what's happening today. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. And for any of you, somebody that's just tuned in, you haven't listened before, you don't know who I am. When I'm not here on the radio, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I work with people privately in their homes or over the phone to help them understand their animals and solve the problems they're having. So I'm looking forward to you guys picking up your phones and giving us a call today so we can chat about your animal friends and what's going on. And it's also open mics for if there is anything on your mind related to animals that you want to talk about, you want to bring to the attention of our listeners or discuss with me, well, I'd love to hear from you on that level as well. And phone lines are open for the rest of the show. I do have a few things to, you know, we of course haven't officially started the show yet, but we'll get to that. And I've got a few things to chat about, but I'm going to give you phone numbers now for two reasons. A, for if you've got behavior training or healing questions or subject on your mind you want to chat about, you can give us a call. But also sometime during the show we'll be doing our missing link giveaway. I will give you the missing link word or words of the day, and then you can call Kathy and Trina and tell them what version of missing link. It is a phenomenal supplement. It has been around since shortly after we began the show. And boy, we've been on the air for almost 22 years now. So it's a long, long history, great product. And there are missing link supplements for almost anything in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula for dogs and cats and all other house critters. There's a bird formula, poultry formula, a horse formula too, but we don't give that horse formula away on the air because it's just too big to ship. But any of the other formulas, we will be happy to send you a full bag to your doorstep. And all you have to do is call in when I tell you it's time. And let's see. Phone numbers, jot these down. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And, of course, you can send us an email while we're on the air that we will get in the studio here. And the Animal World email address, pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So if you'd like to send in a question or a comment via the email, that is just fine as well. So that's what's going on today. And if you have to leave soon, you can't hang around long, and you got a question on your mind for me, you can call anytime because I'm happy to interrupt what I'm doing. As you know, or I always tell you, phone calls take priority. So if you give me a call, I'm delighted to speak with you. And if nobody calls in throughout the show today, you're just going to have to hear me talk about stuff, a lot of stuff for a long time. So hopefully you'll pick up your phones. All righty, we will. I have a little bit of follow-up, some animals in the news stuff. We will got a lot of new stuff on current events. So we'll get to that in the second hour, and just a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on this summer and then on into the fall. And I think I have covered the bases, and it would be time to officially start the show. And Harmony's probably thinking, well, for crying out loud, she's been on the show on the air for 17 minutes now. What's going on? Well, because the show is not official yet, Harmony. That means we haven't really started. And we officially start the show every week by honoring the saint that has guided my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And after all, it is Sunday morning. So we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers, a little short one for our animal friends and a little longer one for us humans. We need a little more help. And then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. And I'll explain that to you when we get there. So if everybody's ready, we will start, and this is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us humans. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. We are official. Okay, now, for any of you that haven't listened before, or if you're just tuning in, and for Harmony, so she knows, we conclude our beginning ritual here by participating in the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. This was started, I don't know, months and months ago, maybe a year or more ago, by the Ananda, Ananda Worldwide. And it is a kind of a tweaking of Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. And we just kind of figured that this world needs a lot of peace and harmony these days. So if you can, you know, I tell you all the time that thought directs energy and energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So if you can imagine hundreds, if not thousands, of people doing this, doing these affirmations around the world on a daily basis, it has to make a difference. So if you want to do this at home, then the formal procedure is you do the first affirmation for about 60 seconds, which is 10 to 12 repetitions. And then the second affirmation you do three times. We do the radio version, which means we do each affirmation three times. And the first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And then the second one is, Lord, fill me. And you can do them along with me, repeat them out loud. If you're in a space you feel comfortable doing that, you can repeat them silently in your head along with me, or you can not do it at all. It's completely up to you. All right, here we go with the first affirmation. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now the second one, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. We are now official. The show has begun. And just in time to take care of the most important part of the show, and that would be our advertisers, because, of course, without them, there is no us. So it's important to pay attention, listen, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's just us Animal World family here in the studio today because it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. That means open phone lines, and I would be delighted if you'd give us a call during the show today with your animal behavior training or healing questions, or if there's any kind of subject on your mind relating to animals that you'd like to chat about, like to bring to our listeners' attention, and so forth. And especially if you've got fundraising events for animals coming up, if it's something that you haven't gotten to me that will be included in current events coming up, you're welcome to call about that kind of stuff too. And we'd just love to hear from you. Local phone number is 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, well, first up on the follow-up list, I've got to say, feeding rituals have changed at my home with my animal friends. If you were with us last week, you heard the president of Nupro Supplements, and that's Nupro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements on the air with me, and man, she is just so knowledgeable, and the Nupro supplements are absolutely phenomenal. I used them with my last generation of animals, and then Janice and I both got busy dealing with elderly parents and so forth, and kind of like lost track of one another, and I didn't ever get my current crew of animals on the Nupro supplements until recently. And I have to tell you, I had forgotten what phenomenal supplements these Nupro supplements really are. All human grade ingredients. They are, the animals just love them. I was blown away. I have never had a supplement or even a treat for that matter that all five of my cats were crazy about and would eat. But for the first time ever, all five of my cats absolutely are crazy about their Nupro nuggets. And I just started sprinkling them on top of their raw food. And I have a mutiny in my house now. If I don't sprinkle their Nupro nuggets on their raw food, they don't want to eat. And especially the pickiest model, my Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks, my tuxedo feral rescue kitty, absolutely will not eat. She just sits there and stares at me until I put the Nupro nuggets on her food. It's really kind of amazing. And, oh, I forgot I was going to tell you on Facebook I was going to post, and I forgot. Dr. Nels, you heard about him in our ad break. Dr. Nels, NelsHealingMinistry.com. He is the bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, and he is just phenomenal. He comes to my place once a month, works on me and then all of my animals. I got a great picture when he was out this last week to my place, and he had finished with all of my cats, and once he works on, well, they fight me to be who's going to be first on the table to get worked on, and once he does them, they won't leave the table. And so it's Dr. Nels with like my three ruddy boys and Sophie on the massage table. So I've got to remember to get that posted for you all. And if you haven't heard Dr. Nell's work, his miracles, and do the wonderful work he does, he is on the show every other month. And the next time he'll be in the studio is the second Sunday of August. You'll be able to call in for free best treatments with Dr. Nell's. And, of course, you heard about Darcy Pariso, our Animal World communicator, in the last break as well. And you might have seen her at the big expo yesterday. And Darcy, of course, is always one of our most popular guests on the air. She'll be back the second week of September. And in the meantime, if you'd like to contact Darcy for a private reading, have her talk to your animal friends, your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other, you can check her out at www.darcypariso, P-A-R-I-S-O, Paris with an O, darcypariso.com, or give her a call at 425-280-5132. And by the way, you can check out Dr. Nels at nelshealingministry.com, or you can give him a call at 425-238-2668. All right, and then I guess I can't stop talking about all our great members of our Animal World family without mentioning Jude Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon in the Greenwood area of Seattle. They do phenomenal energy, harmonic shifting, healing work. They are chiropractors and acupuncturists by trade, but do mostly acutonics with the tuning forks and the gongs and all of that good stuff, and they are really phenomenal. And they can work with you in person in their Seattle office or remotely, and you can check them out at www.whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com. All righty then. So I have to say that my favorite animal-related TV shows are done with their current seasons. So no more Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet on Saturday nights on Animal Planet, and the the Incredible Dr. Pole, I think, is also not doing current shows at the moment, but I'm not positive about that. But Dr. Jeff's show is not airing, and of course my favorite cat show, my Cat from Hell, is also out of season right now. But there's the Vet Life show. The new shows air at 10 p.m. on Animal Planet in our area on Saturday nights, and that show's okay. And the guys are nice, and they're certainly practicing, good quality medicine and tell some great stories. But I don't know, Dr. Jeff has got my heart. There's another relatively, I think, new vet show on Animal Planet now that they ran a whole marathon yesterday. Dr. D, Alaska vet. She's a woman veterinarian, and I have to honestly, I haven't had a chance to watch much of her shows yet. So I'm not sure where I sit with it. What I did see, I liked, but I have heard from some of my friends and listeners that have been watching and say they really like her. So from my friends, the recommendation is Dr. D, Alaska Vet on Animal Planet is a really good show, and I will be doing my best to keep up with that. But like I said, last evening was my opportunity to catch those shows, and it was it was great. I was not home because it was Kriya initiation night at the Ananda Temple in Bothell, and so I was there, and it's wonderful. Oh, it's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. So actually, I'm more awake than I usually am on Sunday mornings because I got so much wonderful energy last night at the Kriya initiations. It was really spectacular. So I guess that's it on Animal Planet and our show follow-up. I do have some animals in the news, and I did post this up on Facebook just before I left this morning. An interesting story here for Hero Military Dogs receive first ever Medal of Courage awards, this has been a long time coming, because when men and women in the U.S. military perform exceptionally heroic acts, they're awarded with a Medal of Honor, the highest recognition of personal valor above and beyond the call of duty. But what about military dogs and who are exceptionally brave? No dog has ever been awarded a Medal of Honor, and the Purple Heart awarded to military personnel who've been killed or injured while serving hasn't been awarded to a dog since World War II. And quote, the use of military decorations is limited to human personnel who distinguish themselves in service to the nation, unquote. And that's from the Department of Defense, a spokesperson said in 2010. Although the Department of Defense is refusing to honor our four-legged heroes, they're finally getting some of the recognition that they deserve, because the inaugural American Humane Lewis Pope Life Canine Medal of Courage Awards were presented earlier this month to four dogs at a ceremony on Capitol Hill. So that's really neat. The awards are sponsored by the American Humane Association, AHA. I think a deserved and great honor to our military dog heroes. So you can check that out on Facebook if you want more details. Some great overhead aerial shots, probably from a drone, it looks like, of some whales here locally. Got up. Great story about a baby elephant collapsing and what the herd does as a result about that. And so I've been trying every week to tell you my favorite Facebook post of the week. And I'd say this one probably second. Owl, owl you need is love. And it's an owl getting a head massage and love session. And it's really, really cute. There is now this is actually news, and I posted this up yesterday as well. There's a new dining dog, the dining dog in Edmonds. It sounds like a restaurant for dogs, or at least you can take your dogs with you. Fido can sit at the table and order a doggy cocktail, entree, or dessert from the dog menu. Takeout's also available. It's called The Dining Dog in Edmonds. And I've got that posted up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And I just, my caption was that, who knew? This place needs to be advertising on Animal World. So if anybody knows the dining dog folks in Edmonds, tell them to give Martha a call, because we need to be talking about them on the air on a regular basis. There's some really great stuff. Now, have you all been hearing about this Pokemon Go thing? Oh, now you're shaking your head, Harmony. You know about that? Do you play? Ah, okay.
Yes, a lot.
I've only heard about it. I'm not all that geeky. And this is amazing that I have a little tablet here with me and an iPhone. I just got my first iPhone a few months ago.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of get drug kicking and screaming into the latest technology. So and playing stuff on your phone is just, I don't have enough time to do what I do. So but apparently everybody's doing this.
Yes.
And it requires during the game, it requires you to go walking, mm-hmm. or to move, right?
Walking, you have to. It measures certain things happen given a certain amount of kilometers, and you find things. You have to physically go out and walk around in the world. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I kind of understood after I saw this piece online that was kind of the intent of this Pokemon game,
mm-hmm.
is to get people moving.
Yes.
And so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But of course, I've recently been hearing the downside in that, people walking around or driving around with their attention on their phone is not healthy because people, they fall off of things or run into things,
right.
or, crash or whatever.
Yeah, I know people have broken, like, their ankles tripping into, like, creeks and all kinds of
things. And, because you get hooked on what you're watching, you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some good news here for the Pokemon Go players, and this is I thought was just an outstanding idea. It's an Indiana animal shelter. They've created a way to use this Pokemon game to their advantage. And so, let's see. The animal shelter director hatched the idea of enlisting players as dog walkers.
Oh.
So after seeing a group of people playing with the augmented reality game, which requires walking in order to birth a new Pokemon, he put together a digital flyer featuring Pokemon characters, and the response was immediate. And so now this Indiana animal shelter has dozens of volunteers that just show up, and while they're walking around to play the game, they're taking the shelter dogs for walks. How cool is that?
I would love to. I don't have a dog. I have a cat. So I would love to do that. I wish somewhere around here would do
that. Well, that's what I'm thinking. How cool is this? So I put this up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. The title's Animal Shelter Enlists Help of Pokemon Go Player, and that is up on the Animal World Facebook page. But for those of you that listen, you know, that have connections, you know, Bev, are you listening from Everett Arf and the Everett Animal Shelter, and who's on the line? You know, Homeward and Humane Society and all our great shelters and rescues around here. I mean, I'd grab this idea.
Yeah,
and
I would.
Let's have Pokemon people taking the dogs for a walk.
Right. I mean, I love dogs. I just don't have one, so I would love to get out there. I'm out there anyways, so might as well.
Yeah. So you might as well be out there doing so. Then I'm going to say that my favorite, maybe Harmony. Yeah. Okay. You gotta see this. This is titled How I Get Up in the Morning, and it's a yellow lab on a bed that's being called, you know, he's told it's time to get up, and he doesn't want to get up. And it is just the cutest thing I've ever, it is just crazy. It's just like life at my house.
I feel this.
He just kind of slides off the bed and down, and then, you know, and then flat on. Oh, and it's just, it's so cute. Anyway, that is my favorite Facebook post of the week. That gets the number one award for me, is the yellow lab sliding slinkies, like a snake slinky coming out, you know, coming out of bed. Isn't that cute?
That's, he like full on like slides off.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my
so
goodness.
It's a great one. So in big black letters, me trying to get out of bed in the morning is what you'll see. And it's not too far down in the timeline. There's a really cute kitten playing with fish on a screen, and you see on a computer screen.
Oh yeah,
so playing with the fish on the computer screen.
I downloaded that.
And it actually tries to pick up and eat the fish.
Oh.
It's just.
Thinking
and trying to eat the fish. It's really cute.
I downloaded that, and my cat wouldn't. She was like, "Nah."
Oh, the
she
fish?
Knew. She's like, "These aren't real fish. I'm not gonna try."
Yeah, sometimes sometimes they'll play with those things. Sometimes not. There's a great whale video of people saving, cutting off a fishing net from a young humpback whale, I believe. Anyway, some really good stuff on Facebook. You are interested in checking that out. And gosh, it is time to take care of our advertisers again. But when we continue, I've got a bone to pick with Oprah. Well, not exactly Oprah, O Magazine. And we're going to get into a little bit of dog nutrition and an article that was published in O Magazine. In case you read it or didn't, you can help spread the word, and it's not good. So hear all about that. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Missing Link was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch to keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for just about everybody in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, one on hip and joint, and then there's a senior formula with a New Zealand green muscle. There is a cat formula, a vegetarian formula we call the Wellness Blend, and you can feed that to both dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company. Check them out at www.missinglinkproducts.com or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and that means we have open phone lines and we'll be taking your phone calls. Well, that's provided some of you pick up your phone and call me. It is a beautiful sunny day, but I say you might as well talk to me and then go out the rest of the afternoon. And I'm going to try to get to current events early in the next hour because I realized that there is an event happening today that I forgot to tell you about. Well, maybe what I should do is just tell you about that right now. But I also just wanted to remind you about the incredible NuPro supplements. Check them out, NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com. And, yeah, so I don't forget the event happening today. Here it is. Okay. Now, so if you need something to do this afternoon, and you want to support our local animal shelter, this is... The Irishman in Everett it presents Pooch Fest, and that's today, July 24th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Proceeds benefit the Animal Rescue Foundation of Everett. That's ARF. And so you just got to go up to the Irishman in Everett. They're going to have music, fun, yummy food, and dogs. So how fun is that? So if you're looking for something neat to do this afternoon, get up to the Irishman Pub in Everett for Pooch Fest and support Everett ARF, which, you know, we've had on the air now several times, and they're a great organization, do wonderful work for our animal friends. And speaking of that, before I get to the O Magazine thing, let's see, I have to wake up my tablet here again. I forgot to tell you about this news story, and this is a shelter out of Chicago. Shelter offers unadoptable feral cats to hunt rats with big success. And says with rat control problems up 67% in 1 year, Chicago's trying an old-fashioned non-toxic solution to solving the problem. The, quote, Cats at Work, unquote, program places previously unadoptable feral cats with people in need of rodent control, and it's working beautifully for everyone. After paying the fee, Empirical Brewing Company welcomed two cats that were moved to their warehouse where rats had been spoiling grain by endlessly chewing tiny holes in the bags of hops. That's probably not good for business. A side benefit for employees is the fun and camaraderie provided by the pair of felines during the workday. One neighborhood where rats had run amok is also benefiting thanks to a change in Chicago law. The waiting list at the Treehouse Humane Society, which neuters and then hires out the wild cats, is now 30 days or longer. So they actually have a waiting list for these feral cats to come into businesses or homes to do rodent control. So how cool is that? A lot of good stuff going on in our shelters around the country. Well, okay. Not so much going on in O Magazine. Now, this, you know, I get a lot of my animal food updates, you know, the recalls and all the stuff that's going on with AFCO and all the regulatory agencies behind the scenes and all that sort of stuff from Susan Thixton's website, which is thetruthaboutpetfood.com. Truthaboutpetfood.com is where you will find all this good stuff. Now, unfortunately, I mean, because I really like Oprah and I think she does a lot of great work, and I don't really think this is actually, you know, that she did this. They published an article in the magazine and, of course, rely on who we think are supposed to be the experts in, you know, canine, feline, animal nutrition. But unfortunately, when you do that, you get an article like this that's just full of baloney, so to speak. You know, I will repeat, unfortunately, veterinarians don't get much education about animal nutrition in vet school. And the information that they do get, the education that is provided by the big, huge corporate conglomerate pet food companies, like, you know, the Hills, which is now big corporation owned. It hasn't been Hills for a long time. They still call it that, but they got bought out a long time ago. And the Purinas and Royal Canin, same thing, not Royal Canin anymore. They maintain the name, but it got bought out by a big corporation years ago. So, of course, once that happens, then the quality deteriorates. So here is here's what Susan has posted about all of this. Oprah Winfrey's O Magazine, August 2016, told pet food consumers, quote, to avoid anything human grade on the label. What? It actually says, avoid anything human grade on the label. In the August 2016 O Magazine is a story titled, Does My Dog Really Need a Personal Trainer? Within that article is the section, quote, Is Fancy Food Worth It? Unquote. And I'll just tell you on a sideline that this has been a movement by the big crappy pet food companies to attack what they're fancy food or the designer foods these days. Anyway, The response to this question was, quote, depends. The giant name brands employ nutritionists to make sure their formulas are balanced, says veterinarian Stephen Marks, a clinical professor of critical care and internal medicine at North Carolina State University, who suggests sticking with them. Oh, sticking with the giant name brands. Oh, no. The giant name brands, we assume, would mean Mars, Purina, and Hill's. Mars and Purina products include ingredients whose legal definition violate federal law. None of the, quote, giant name brands manufacture a food quality pet food. All are feed quality pet foods. And there's a big difference in the standards for food quality and feed quality. The article attacks human-grade pet food, too, stating, quote, you may want to avoid anything with human-grade on the label, parentheses, jargon that's not recognized by the association that drafts regulation for pet food, says veterinarian Camille Torres Henderson. Well, veterinarian Camille Torres Henderson certainly hasn't been to an AFCO meeting to learn that, quote, human grade is clearly defined and is not jargon. The term, quote, human grade on pet food labels has been verified by FDA for the past 10 years or so. So Dr. Camille Torres Henderson must be listening to the chatter from the, quote, giant name brands and hasn't done her own homework, obviously. And the last, oh no, quote, if your vet has prescribed a special diet for heart, liver, or kidney disease, buy the food from her office. Many kinds claiming to treat specific medical conditions haven't been evaluated for safety by the FDA. Oh no, the FDA has not evaluated the safety of any, now get this, the FDA has not evaluated the safety of any prescription pet food. Zero. From an FDA guidance document regarding prescription pet food, quote, these products have not been evaluated by FDA for safety, efficiency, or nutritional adequacy. And then she says, of course, O Magazine, how could you let this happen? So, you know, I mean, O Magazine is a really popular magazine. And unfortunately, people believe these things when you, you know, articles are published in big popular magazines with great reputations. People believe the information. But it's quite obvious, just with what's been stated here, that these veterinarians who have been quoted are not really familiar with the law and the regulations and the definitions and what's what. And they're giving really bad advice, and they're actually saying things that are totally untrue here. And, you know, in my opinion, any of the brands that were previously mentioned are not brands that I would feed. And I'll say them again, Mars, Purina, Hill's. I wouldn't feed any of those foods to my animals. The exception would be in a rare case that sometimes the prescription foods, although they are made with really crummy quality ingredients, they are chemically formulated to do what they say they're going to do. And they can, in fact, sometimes are the best choice on a temporary basis until you get your animal friend's physical condition back in balance and can return to better quality ingredient foods. Sometimes it is a good choice for your animal, but in my opinion, on a temporary basis. So it'll be interesting to follow up on this story because on July 20th, Truth About Pet Foods and Susan Thixton sent a formal letter to O Magazine laying out, I'm not going to read you the letter, but it is available to read. If you'd like to read the letter they sent to O Magazine, you could go to truthaboutpetfood.com, truthaboutpetfood.com, and you'd be able to bring it up there. It's the O, quote, O, no story. And the letter that they sent. So we'll see if that actually makes any difference to O Magazine, and if they print a retraction or a new article that is more accurate in the information and education provided. So just, you know, be careful when you see, even if it's in a great reputable magazine, and this information about, oh, don't spend the money on better quality food and avoid human quality ingredients. Well, I will repeat, there is nothing wrong with feeding human food to animals as long as it's good quality food. You know, you don't want to feed some of the yucky stuff to animals any more than it's good for you to eat yourselves. You do. An exception is being, you have to be a little careful, especially with little dogs, you know, like holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, when we cook turkeys and all of that. And if you give a lot of the fat, the grease, the skin stuff, you know, just the stuff that we don't eat to dogs, you can cause pancreatitis. You know, with especially the little ones are definitely can be affected by that. So you want to be a little bit careful about that and dole things out in small amounts and sparingly. But to say that you shouldn't feed human-grade food to animals is really ridiculous because as long as it's good and healthy, it's better for them than the processed stuff. So, boy, how about that? I just talked us through a whole hour. Kathy's got a big smile on her face. We are going to close out hour number one. We're going to fire up hour number two. And I would be delighted if you would pick up your phones now. And let's switch to Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. If no phone calls come in, then we're going to get to current events and take care of that because there's a lot to talk about. So, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one, and you can email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.